Thank you. If you have an issue with religious commentary, then by all means, skip this episode. It's not something that Christian ears should hear, because you would want to question the very foundation of what spirituality is all about. Now, me, myself, I am very spiritual, not religious. In every part of the world, Christianity plays a part in religious assembly and awareness. So does capitalism. Some feel uplifted, some have more questions. Yet, the world is still just as fucked up, and innocent people are still dying, politicians are getting away with what they're doing, leaving the masses in a dangerous predicament. Now, when I see a religious post, I smile and at the same time my heart does ache. Why? Well, it's well-meaning, but what if that person still kills themselves? What if they still act on their vices? What if their outcome, their desired outcome, doesn't work for them? And what I notice is some people just don't want to see any of that right now because of how things are. And that's understandable. It's not like our officials are going to magically reduce the rent statewide or nationwide or lower the taxes or actually do a short-term stimulus plan. When people in general see or hear religious content, it does piss them off. And you can't really blame them. In many situations involving the loss of life, they say it was an act of God. Well, did he give them the weapon? No, another person did. Did he put the knife in the perp's hand to kill another? No, they end up getting the weapon themselves, or another person sold it to them. When you make a tragedy, religious or political, there will be distortion and calamity because of the simple-mindedness that comes from human thought. We are our own awakening. Nothing comes from that but the need to help others. There is no desire to gain anything financially. More so, worship is a fickle word because it means to love unquestioningly and unconditionally. But what happens when you start to question it? Then it becomes a requirement more than a voluntary act. Church is no longer a place for worship, but to collect the tithes so as to try and keep them running. But how many times have reporters, investigative journalists, found that these so-called evangelists, ones that preach the word of God, have become mired in expensive mansions, private jets, and other perks, super mega churches, and high ticket prices? We have been hoodwinked by books, DVDs, and online requests for offerings, and sold-out shows. Of all of the offerings and prayers that have been given, so many still suffer. More so, I was fooled too. I know the downside of offering money for an empty miracle. All I'm saying is, don't be so quick to pay for a fast blessing, because you won't be joyful when the dichotomy of harsh reality slaps you in the face. Truth is not religious, nor it is political. It's just that and nothing else. And the worst part of it is that so many are still blinded by the religious propaganda that they'll still throw money in desperation for salvation. If money can't buy you happiness, what makes you think it could buy you a miracle? This is not in disrespect to those that make their religious decisions. It is simply a generalized observation on what's going on in the world. And though we may have places of worship and prayer, it doesn't seem to be turning the tide against the war on humanity. That's all I have to say. This is Beatrice Harris, for season 9, Cosmic Collision Humanist Rising. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.